I'm not the most articulate speaker. It takes me a while to think things through, you know. And with songwriting, you know, I can have all the time in the world and figure things out.
He may say he's inarticulate, but with his music, Welsh singer-songwriter Gruff Rees is anything but. And even with his many, many projects of all musical hues, he's still managed to keep his solo career very alive and very well. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, it's Rita Houston. Singer-songwriter Gruff Rees is one of those people who oozes creativity. Since the 90s, he's been the frontman for the psychedelic alt-rock band Super Furry Animals. And while that band ruminates on their 10th album, Gruff Rees has kept busy with other projects, including the Danger Mouse and Sparkle Horse album Dark Night of the Soul, the electro-pop duo Neon Neon, Gorillaz, and even filmmaking. Outside of those collaborations, Gruff Rees also performs as a solo artist, and his third album there is called Hotel Shampoo, the name inspired by his collection of tiny bottles from 15 years of touring and dozens of hotel stays. He stopped by FUV Studio A to speak with our own Kara Manning about some of his multifaceted calling.
Is there any genre that intimidated? Because it seems like you are one of the few vocalists who can just you've worked with Simi Mobile Disco. You can walk into any sort of situation and yet find yourself very much at home in it. And I'm sort of wondering, is there any genre that you're like, I don't think I can even do that?
Yeah, I tend to get nervous around jazz funk or if there's any scatting involved.
You're not a scatter, huh?
And I mean, I don't consider myself a singer in a way. I mean, my ambition in life is to be a drummer. And a lot of my friends are drummers and they're better than me. And I never got that gig, you know. I've only ended up singing because I couldn't find anyone else to sing my songs.
I hear footsteps coming from the end of the lane. The crystal clear, shimmering high. The girl whose stomach gurgles with a bright fizzy pop. The woman with the animal cry. I didn't know you, but you felt like a friend. And now I'd love to be a pal till the end.
You were the most ferocious collector of little shampoo bottles and flip-flops and bathroom things from hotels while you were touring with Super Furry Animals. And when did you start the collection of little odds and ends and bottles?
Well, we were signed in 1996 to a record deal, and we started to tour and stay in hotels and things, and it was all very new to me, and I was shocked by how much stuff they gave away in hotels, and which is a disaster on an environmental level, but it was also very exciting for me, you know, to have free stuff in general. So I decided at that point I'd start to build a hotel made out of these shampoo bottles and things.
And you did an art installation of this too. Now, where was the art installation? Because you did a really great video which showed you building it with a glue gun and everything else.
Yeah, it took me 15 years to collect them. Just about the size of a dog kennel.
Yeah.
And I built it last year at last in Cardiff, so I can stop collecting them now.
So where's the little hotel living right now? Where did it go?
It's in an office in Cardiff at the moment, looking very unloved behind the sofa. So, yeah, if anyone wants to borrow it or stay in it or exhibit it.
You're renting it out.
Yeah.
Once upon a time I took to melody and drank it every night. A dedicated passive fist of fist felt so antagonistic, knocking up lights. Sensations in the dark. Sensations in the dark. Sensations in the dark. Sensations in the dark.
Gruff Rees with Sensations in the Dark and Shark Ridden Waters. Both are from his album, Hotel Shampoo. Take 5, produced today by Ave Carrillo. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.